Hey, y'all, you're listening to another episode of the Spiritual Homegirl Podcast, where we better self and spirit and make peace with the day through wisdom, education, and practical, easy-to-follow tips. I am your host, Maria, your spiritual homegirl, who's also a mental health professional, and today is Friday. It is the Friday before the Christmas holiday, and we'll check in about how people are feeling about the holiday on Monday's episode, but today's episode is going to be our usual Ask Homegirl segment, usually on Fridays. Before I took my quick break, but we're back now. We did a sponsor segment where you all send me your questions, whether it's through email or social media, and I answer them on a episode on mic. So today's Ask Homegirl segment is brought to you by Nick Fresh, DJ, musician, music historian behind the Looseness Radio Show and music designed to move your behind, Tuesdays at 10 p.m. on TikTok. And to find him on TikTok, his username is Nick Fresh Alive. So the Ask Homegirl question that I got, without going into too many details, was how do you navigate the holidays with problematic family members? Now, make sure y'all can hear me. So when it comes to problematic family members, you have to assess what kind of person you are, right? For me, I don't mind having a conversation with somebody that I need to have the conversation with, because sometimes people want to call your name and they really want that conversation. You have the right and the choice to determine if they're worthy of the conversation. Let's just be honest. Everybody is an owed a conversation. Everybody's free speech ain't free to be received. So when it comes to the person that you actually feel is deserving of a conversation, or you may feel like they're problematic, but you don't want to quite burn the bridge, or they may be problematic and you may want to have the conversation in preparation to potentially burn a bridge, this is what I would do. You have to assess your own personality type first. If you're somebody like myself who doesn't mind having these hard kind of conversations, who don't mind standing up for yourself, who don't mind knowing when to walk away, who doesn't mind confrontation, not necessarily fit well these days. You know, we're older now and we have things to lose. But, you know, that's not really afraid to stand up for themselves and be assertive, right? You have to really think about who you are, because this advice may not fit your personality type. If you are that type, or if you're wanting to stand up for yourself, this is what I would do. I would make a list of my family members that I may come into contact with that may be problematic. The best thing about this situation is that you can know who you're dealing with before you get to the place that they're all going to be at, because these are not unknown. I'm not going to say enemies, but unknown people. These are folks that you know for a fact have a history of being problematic with yourself or other members of your family. So you already kind of know who you're dealing with, right? So I would list who's problematic. Don't assume that they're going to be there. Don't assume they're not going to be there. Just imagine out of all the family members that could potentially show up, who could be there. And I need you to write out why they're problematic. What is the thing about them that makes you uncomfortable being around them? Was it something that was done to you? Was it something that was situational? Was it, you know, was it something about someone else and you didn't like how it felt? You know, because they, you know, when it comes to family, it's not uncommon for people, and even friends, it's not uncommon for folks to dislike how another person treated their loved one, even if it didn't happen to them, because of how foul it was. So if that's the case, you can put that too, whether it's direct or indirect problematic behavior. Then set boundaries on what you're willing to share and even accept from others. One thing we know about family is that they want to know what's going on. You know, are you married? Do you have children? Did you lose weight? Did you gain weight? Are you working? Are you not working? Were you in the relationship, you know, that you were in previously? What happened to that person? Even the college students, what's your grades looking like? You know, are you still in school? Whatever it is that you're not comfortable sharing in front of a bunch of people at a holiday function, I need you to write that down. And that'll be your no list. The same way when certain celebrities interview on major platforms and they might have a no list where there's certain things the interviewer can't ask at all, that can be your no list. If someone wants to ask me about my weight gain, for example, if that's you who gained weight, you can say, "Yeah, I'm just happy where my body is right now." Or, I mean, you know, things happen, bodies change. Or if it's about you and the person that you brought to the last Christmas function that's not there anymore, and they ask, "Oh, what happened to so-and-so?" You know, life happens. Keep it short. Or you could just say, "I'm not getting into that right now," or "I'd rather not." And if they push it, or if they speak something negative over your life, like, "Oh, you've gotten so fat, what happened to you?" Or, "Oh, you were so successful, what happened?" Or, "You need to settle down and find somebody, you're getting old," whatever it is they may want to say. Because I've been hearing folks tell me about these some of these family members, not in a professional sense, but, you know, I have my conversations with folks, and even with the question, this question wasn't even asked once. This is a question I saw about four or five times over the last few weeks, since Thanksgiving, honestly, the last 5 weeks, if we're going to keep it 1,000. And it's always something. It's always about their personal life or about their physical appearance or about their professional lives and things of that nature. So this isn't just one question, but because it's the same question being asked different ways, that's why I'm giving one answer for it. Whatever it is, and if they say something and you're not feeling it, and you know they spoke something over your life, and you can tell when somebody has spoken negatively over your life because you will feel the reception. When someone speaks negatively over your life and you receive it, sometimes it could be, and I say sometimes because I never want to speak for everyone's entire experience, but sometimes it can be because there's a little deep down insecurity that we may have, even if it's 1%, that when somebody illuminates it, it makes it true and it makes you feel bad about it. And it makes you say, yeah, well, they may not have known, but they're right. You know, they've confirmed something for me that's negative about myself. And then we internalize that. And sometimes we internalize it too hard, and we end up letting that become a manifesting negative prophecy because for whatever reason, there's an unhealed part of us that will allow others to amplify some of our deepest, darkest fears, worries, and insecurities, and then make them larger than life. So if it's a situation where someone speaks negatively and you know they struck a nerve, immediately course correct. I don't receive that. Your opinion is not my reality. Because some people will put their projections on you. Some folks ain't never did nothing their whole life. And they will scoff at your dreams or scoff at your plans and tell you that you can't do it. Or they'll try to kind of burst your bubble a little bit only because they were not able to achieve dreams or goals on that level in their own life. So you have to be very careful with who you tell your plans to anyway, not just at the holiday season, but just in general, because some people will really want you to stay mediocre because they're fine with mediocrity. Mediocrity is safe and mediocrity is stable for them. And they can't imagine somebody stepping outside of the mediocre box to do something bigger and better with their lives. So because they're scared, because they couldn't achieve it, they want to put their fears on you because they're scared that you may not achieve it, or they may not want you to achieve it. They might be scared that you may achieve it and be happier than they ever could be in their lives. Or they might have thought that you was low and slow and unable to do anything with your life. And oh my gosh, God forbid this person makes a positive change in her life and elevates 180 degrees. I'm going to feel stupid. Or I'm going to feel insecure about my own mediocrity that I settle for. Whatever the reasons are, because there's so many different reasons that folks do this, don't receive it and tell them straight up. This goes back to your personality type. I do not receive this. I'm not receiving that, because whatever you feel about your life and my life, I'm not accepting that for mine. Now, sometimes depending on the person that you're talking to, if they're confrontational, if there is a weird power dynamic with you and that relative or loved one, and they're used to you kind of taking whatever they feel like saying, and they're not used to you standing up for yourself, it's gonna strike a nerve with them. And it could potentially escalate. They might start trying to say other little things to hurt your feelings, or they may try to spray your tea back at you, because sometimes people will do that. You'll tell people stuff in confidence and they get mad. They want to spit your stuff back in your face. When they do that, please pay attention. Pay attention to who people are when they're angry. And I know sometimes social media likes to make excuses for people because it's a no shame type of environment these days. But some things are just out of pocket and some things are not okay. Being hurt because somebody set a boundary to where you spray their tea back in their face because you need to get a leg up, that's wrong. And that's not okay. And at some point, people should be held accountable for the things that they say to people because they're angry and can't control their emotions. When people crash out over their emotions, that says a lot. That says that it's so much. It could be a lot, honestly. It could be a lot of things said. And again, that can be nuanced depending on that person's circumstances. It could be a trauma response. It could be all kind of stuff. But what we do know, factually speaking, regardless of all scenarios, is that the situation was so unmanageable that they reacted in this way to help themselves regulate, or to help themselves just rectify or feel better about the situation, or just have some kind of resolution within themselves. Sometimes people need that last word. Sometimes people need the upper hand. Sometimes people need to feel like they're on top. You will see what type of person you're dealing with in that moment, in that situation, but you can also remove yourself. And that's the final tip. You have to know when to walk away. Now, am I saying that you antagonize people and you engage them back and forth, and all of a sudden you want to walk away? I don't think that's a good idea. I think it makes it worse. Once you see somebody about to turn up, just remove yourself immediately. Because once things escalate and they've already lost control, you may be also on the way to losing control too, and you might not even realize it. These type of escalations, especially when it gets physical, they happen very quickly. When you look upon playback, for those who have recorded them or have been on camera or even on reality TV, when you see reality TV and they start fighting and they're escalating, it happens slow on the outside, but when you're in the thick of it, it happens very quickly. I say, you say, I say, you say, I say, you say, what's up? Next thing you know, things can escalate physically. If it really is just a back and forth of the wrong words by the right people at the wrong times, instead of having a toned down conversation or even respecting each other's boundaries, that can lead to folks getting it popping during a season where it shouldn't be popping. So again, like I said, everybody, you know, reacts in a way that they feel most comfortable with when they're pushed. Again, that will depend on their own experiences and what feels comfortable for them. Some people like to, I'm not going to say fight, flight, or freeze or anything like that, but some people, once they get hyped, it's up. They don't care about nothing else. Let's go. Let's get it popping. Like, you doing too much. Some people, once you get them boiling, they don't turn down. Then there are some who can catch themselves and they can leave. And then there's others that may engage, and then they're like, this is getting too heavy, and they may shrink, and they may let that person just talk. Whatever it is, you just have to remember the situation, once it becomes unmanageable, it is unmanageable for all parties involved. So you have to be aware and careful with what your involvement will be. It takes two to tango, for better or for worse. And if you don't want to get into that situation where it can escalate, you have to be the person that removes themselves, no matter how much they're angry and things like that. And you may want to light them up. You might have some fire for them too. You might have a thing you might have rehearsed in the car, whatever you want to say to them, where you're like, you know what, I missed that in the last argument, but next time I'm gonna let them know XYZ. You're gonna probably not want to look stupid either, because usually arguments, especially if they're in front of an audience, they turn up very quickly. You might want to take some time to say, you know what, I'm about to roast you. You're not about to embarrass me in front of all these people. Sometimes that perception can also be like, dang, I don't know if I want to walk away. But the bonus tip is, you got to remember what you have to lose. There are literally people, and I'm not saying that you have, your family members are wanting to do this, but when you jump into an escalation that really is preventable, I should say, you are now jeopardizing all the growth and all the awesome things that you work for in your life. There are some folks that cannot afford to go to jail, because they go to jail, that affects their personal and professional life. They may not have a job when they get out. They may not be able to do other things that involve, you know, work and things of that nature, because they have a record. So you have to be very careful. Or to some people who have a record, who want to do better, who might be working on cleaning out their records and expunging things, and now there might be something else that pops up. Or there might be folks that's on papers that cannot afford to go back to jail if they get violated because of a situation that's gotten out of hand. So you have to remember who the source is, how they handle things, if it's really something that could be talked through, and how to protect yourself and what you've accomplished so you don't sacrifice your growth because of something petty. So that is how I would deal with problematic family members. Straight up. I don't care if somebody says, oh, they got one on you. No, I know at the end of the day, God always has the last say, and it is what it is. My hands gonna be clean. I'm not gonna let nobody walk over me either. Take that how you will. But, you know, there's always ways to protect yourself. And as much as I've talked about, you know, the homegirl and the spiritual, I mean, we've talked about protecting ourselves many an episode, right? So if you need to go back to old episodes, I got over 580 some episodes, almost 590. I think this is 590 today. Feel free to check over those remaining 580 plus episodes when we talk about protecting your energy and bossing up after betrayal. I have so many episodes about these types of topics where people just get you twisted and you have to untwist yourself without losing who you are. So that is today's Ask Homegirl topic. I pray that everybody has a good weekend and stays warm. I'm praying for those that do not have a safe place to live today and tomorrow. I mean, even throughout the holidays. I mean, it's very cold outside, and it's unfortunate that people are not able to have safe living spaces. I unfortunately see that that's a privilege here in this country, and it's not a right. I feel like having a right, well, having a place to live, a safe place to live, should be a right, not a privilege. And I think that It's a lot, I think, but we'll talk about that later. I'm just praying for everybody that is looking to find a safe place to live or even be during the holidays. I pray that you're able to get that. And I pray that you're safe. And I pray that you're around people that love you and want the best for you. But don't forget to sign up for the email list. Click the link in my show notes to tap in. Also, don't forget to complete the podcast listener survey. That's the first link in my show notes. The email list is the second link. You get a free gift for joining both lists. Well, technically, the podcast survey is not a list. You actually don't have to give me any information personally about yourself. I just want to know what you like to do and things of that nature so I could continue to create things with Spiritual Homegirl that best fit what you're looking for in terms of what I can do to be of service. Because again, we talked about being of service on the broadcast channel on Instagram earlier this morning. Shout out to those that are in the Spiritual Homegirl Hangout channel on Instagram. But y'all know I can't do any podcast episode without thanking you all for listening. So thank you for listening, boo friends. Out of the tens and thousands of podcasts out there in podcast land since 2016, you've lent me your ears for the last, almost 600 episodes and counting. I can't wait till I get to 600. That's awesome. But y'all tap in whenever you feel like checking in with your girl, and I really appreciate that. So with that being said, I will catch you on Monday. This has been another episode of the Spiritual Homegirl Podcast. My name is Maria, your spiritual homegirl. And remember, boo friends, trust the journey, trust yourself, and whatever you do, do it with love, okay? Setting boundaries with your family members included. Love y'all. Peace.